chickens aren't exactly a traditional pet. But with more being housed in urban and suburban backyards, some owners take just as much pride in their poultry as they do in their dog or cat. So much so that they're primping and preening them for beauty contests. KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon recently went to one such contest in Fort Collins and filed this postcard.
So, real quickly, could I have you introduce yourself and say a little bit about where we are and what's happening today?
My name is Todd Simmons. I'm the director of Wolverine Farm Publishing. Today we're at our letterpress and public house in the River District of Fort Collins, and we're getting ready to kick off the prettiest chicken contest.
Prettiest chicken.
Yep, prettiest chicken. The urban chicken movement took off in Fort Collins 12 years ago, I think it was. Yeah, you hear people talk about the chickens just like they talk about any of their other pets. Yeah, and they're really excited about their different breeds and excited about their different personalities. So I think people have really been expanding their knowledge of the breeds they know, the Rhode Island Reds, the Leghorns, the Barred Rocks, and getting into some of the more exotic breeds.
What was her name?
Pasty. She's a lacy wide net Polish. That's what she is. Yeah. She looks like a Phyllis Diller with red and black hair, and her feathers go out all crazy like on top of her head and cover her eyes. You can just see her beak.
What are you looking for as a judge?
I'm mostly looking for the way it looks.
I'm mostly looking for the prettiest chicken.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Well, first we have Mr. Leopold Simmons. So Leopold is showing off Dove. Come to the front, Leopold. So Dove is 10 weeks old. She's a Leghorn. If she wins Best in Show, what is she going to do with her fame and notoriety? World peace. Dove wants world peace. That makes sense, right?
Yep, okay. Oh, Boris. Oh, Boris.
Where's Boris? Hey, Boris. Nice. Okay, moving along. Up next, Monica. I think it's Monica. Monica. Is it? Perfect sense. So, after all that, we come to one more award. The award that we all wanted, but only one can have. This year's, the first year's, Best in Show is Agnes. Yes, maybe I didn't say it right. It's Agnes!
What did you think?
What I think was great. This is the best way I've ever spent a Sunday afternoon.
Biggest takeaway?
Chickens can look very different. I had no idea. When I picture a chicken, I just picture a boring, you know, stereotypical chicken. But some of these chickens looked crazy in a good way.
Breaking down chicken stereotypes.
Yeah, I think that's what we all came here for.
So serious.